Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Mr. Kelly Wright on the line with me. He has a new song out. Kelly, let the people know what's going on with you.
Well, good to meet you, Nigeria. Things that are going on with me, I'm trying to let my light shine with,
yes, sir.
with my music. I want to let people know that God's light continues to shine everywhere we go, and it's important that we put it out there so that people can see that light and reflect that light, especially in the dark times that we find ourselves living in.
Now, you're a man who understands assignment, being that you have a background as being an anchor and a reporter. So how important is this assignment to you right now?
Every assignment that God gives us is important. Mm-hmm. Every day that God gives us to breathe in this life and in this world is important. We don't always get it right day to day, but every day we should wake up, as Tremaine Hawkins used to say, singing hallelujah. Every day we wake up, we should understand that our first order of business, as Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:33, is to seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, and things will be added unto you. But as I stated before, we don't always get it right. We sometimes get it twisted, like a David or like an Esther who didn't understand her call until, you know, she was informed by her stepdad what needed to be done in order to save her people. So every day we have to start our day in prayer, meditate on God's word, listen to him, study his word, and then understand what our assignment is for that day. And the way I like to break down the assignment, and I've learned it the hard way, by violating God's laws, but seeing his grace and his mercy and then his favor restore me, reconcile
me,
and bring me to redemption, bringing me to a place of understanding that every day that I have is a day that I can rejoice and shine that light in a dark world. You know, Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount that you have to be the salt.
Right.
And the salt loses its favor, then it's not good for anything except to be trampled on. Well, sometimes, church folk, we are trampled on by our own decision. It also goes on to say that you got to let your light shine. You can't hide it.
Right.
And for too long, we tried to appease the world, afraid to shine the light, and I ain't afraid anymore.
Basically.
So that's my assignment every day, to shine his light.
This is really not a season for any Christian to be afraid. This is our time to shine. So this song, although it reminds me back in Sunday school, this little light of mine, it is something that definitely needs to be recalled to our memory so that we can be that light. But when we say be the light of the world, what are we really saying? Or how can you really break that down to those who are listening to us right now?
Well, look, the way I broke it down, it does remind people of those songs you used to sing in Bible school or Sunday school or in church. But the way I break it down, the lyric that I wrote for it and then the rhythm that we gave is totally different and very contagious and infectious. I write the lyric, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. I want the world to know this little light of mine, I'm going to let it glow. And then it gets into how I really try to see life as a believer. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. So happy to tell you that I am saved. I'm born again, delivered from sin. I'm living with the joy and the peace within.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start right there. Because
mm-hmm.
If I'm living with the joy and the peace within, the world can't take that away.
Come on, sir.
So I want people to know that joy and peace that I'm living within, that is God-given, God ordained. It doesn't mean that I won't come up against problems. It doesn't mean that I won't come up against circumstances that could try to derail my happiness. And happiness is temporary, but joy, the joy of the Lord being our strength,
yes,
the joy is what we have to rely on.
And
that's
on.
What the song is really about, helping people understand no matter what we're going through. And look, we're facing some very critical things right now.
Yes.
There's not only a war in Ukraine, there's a crisis in Haiti, there's a crisis in Ethiopia, there's a crisis all, you know, there are crises and wars and rumors of wars all over the world.
Right.
And then here in America, we're still grappling with racial division and political division. We're having a hard time really seeing eye to eye and finding that common ground and that table of brotherhood that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. so eloquently talked about. So this is a song that says, okay, no matter what you're going through, this little light of mine, don't let nobody take it away. You keep shining it. Don't let it go out. Don't let it burn out.
Right.
Keep feeding it and keep sharing it.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier about praying and being in the Word of God, and that's what fuels the light. How important it is to trust and have confidence in the Word, in your light, in these times.
Remember that commercial, reading is fundamental?
Yes, sir.
Well, studying God's Word and living in God's Word is fundamental.
Yes.
And I'm not a Bible scholar, but I do study His Word. And one of the verses that comes to mind right now is what Jesus was saying in John 15. He said, look, if you abide in me, or if you live in me as I live in the Father, you can do anything in my name. But apart from me, you can do nothing.
Right.
And I really take that to heart. I mean, I take that literally. That's why prayer is important. Meditation is important. Reading God's Word is important to me, because what we're up against in this world is very problematic. And for me, the solution rests in His Word. The solution rests in His salvation. The solution rests in giving Him praise and worship and thanking Him for His grace and mercy bringing me through.
I'm glad you mentioned that you believe. You have a song also titled, I Believe. And how did you come up with that song, and what inspired you to sing that song?
Well, you took me back with that one. I haven't sung I Believe in many years. I did that many years ago, and I heard the music, and then I said, oh, I've got the perfect lyric for that, and I prayed on it, and I wanted to let people know. It's kind of based on the song Above My Head, I Hear Music in the Air, There Must Be a God Somewhere. It's also based on the song, I Believe, For Every Drop of Rain That Falls, A Flower Grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows. And I adapted those two songs and brought it into my own by saying, I believe. Mm-hmm. I do believe in God. And then because I believe in God, I know that He will never leave me or forsake me, that He will help me understand in this life how I am supposed to live with a biblical worldview and yet not be so heavenly minded that I'm no earthly good.
Right.
To be salt, to be light, to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove, and then not to shirk from my God-given responsibility to acknowledge Him everywhere I go. And thanking Him for my family, thanking Him for position that I have. And sometimes, because of the trouble that we all get in, thanking Him for bringing me through that adversity. You know, His Word tells me that when I go through troubled times, persevere. And perseverance produces character. And sometimes we don't want to go through the adversity. We just want to get it done and go through it without being tested.
Right. Now, did you do a show, Taking Care of Business, on TBN?
I did. Taking Care of Business was a 26-week episodic show. We discussed many issues, the opioid crisis, the opioid epidemic. We talked about adult male suicide and youth suicide, and how there are many groups out there trying to prevent these types of issues from taking place, and how to help people find help. We talked about human trafficking. Mm-hmm. It was a very good program for TBN. It's still in reruns, and many people can see it dialing up TBN. You can look at Taking Care of Business. You'll see the entire 26 weeks. We also talked about police and how police can do a better job in getting along with their communities. And all of this was ahead of the way of the George Floyd situation. So we were kind of ahead of our time with in talking about the needs that we have in our communities.
And how important as Christians that we should address these issues?
It's extremely important, because we should not shy away from the fact that we have a voice.
Right.
And that we have an answer to the problem.
Come on,
problems
sir.
Have solutions. And the solution that we can provide them is our kingdom-mindedness.
Right.
And our Christ-centeredness, the focus on real solutions. You heard me allude to Dr. King talking about that table of brotherhood. And black and white Christians in America are hung up on an issue called race, as opposed to digging deeper and finding solution through God's grace.
Right.
That's not to rhyme or to be a poet, but that's just talking about the essence. Because if we really understood His grace, we would not be looking at our history and seeing how wrong we've been. When you look at the fights that we've had over slavery. Slavery should have been a no-brainer for the church. Instead, the church became complicit in not speaking out against it. In fact, some churches supported it. And so now you have some churches apologizing for the misdeeds of their past.
Right.
But we still have to have these conversations between black and white Christians on all of these issues, and it has to be an honest conversation. Well, you know, and I know, Nigeria, when you sit down at the table of brotherhood, which could be in your own family, people are going to come to the table with different ideas and different ideologies politically.
Right.
And when you sit down and have that discussion, you may not like what Uncle Sam has to say or what Aunt Susan has to say, but you've got to listen to it, to work through it, to find that common ground, heal those wounds. And then going back to what Isaiah talked about, becoming repairers of the breach, repairers of streets of dwelling.
Come on, sir.
Because you can't
sir.
Be looking down on someone. You got to bring some people up. And that means the only time I should be putting someone down is when I'm lifting them up. But does that mean I don't acknowledge what's going on and call it out? Well, you got to call wrong, wrong.
Right.
But then you got to have the love and the ability to let that love work through the problem and talk about it.
That's right. And we know love covers a multitude of sins. So if we just learn, even as Marvin Gaye say in his song, all he asks of us and give each other love. So,
wasn't that a great song?
Yeah.
That was a great song that he made.
Yeah.
In fact, that was the album was going on. It was one of the best albums I think ever made.
Me too.
You know, Marvin definitely, that was a message album. And that's what I try to make my current album Free. I try to make it a message album, the album before it. All of my songs, I try to make a message album. I don't do gospel in the traditional sense. I try to do gospel in the present tense of what's going on in the world. I see a problem, and I'm able to write about it. Like there's one song on the current album, Free, called Take a Look Around, Tell Me What You See.
Mm-hmm.
I see a world that's filled with race and bigotry. Take a look around, tell me what you see. I see a world filled with war and poverty. And yet in the streets we cry because our babies die from all the guns and all the violence. And we lift our hands and raise our demand, but the violence is not silence. Oh, Lord, we need you. We need you right now.
Man. So now, is this a call? Is this a shift in what you do? Because you do a lot of things. I mean, your background is tremendous. So is this something that was kind of on the background due to you doing reporting? Or were you always actually doing both?
I was always actually doing both. It's just that my main career as a journalist was always taking center stage. But throughout my career, I've been singing since I was 13. And my mother, many years ago, while I was a teenager, and had my eyes on just becoming an actor and a singer, pulled me aside, said, look, you know, I you're talented, you've got the talent, but I think you should really focus on a career in communications because it's very competitive in the music industry and you can be taken advantage of and end up starving. So I followed her advice, went to college. I went to Oral Roberts University and studied journalism. And I look back on everything that I've been through and I'm grateful that I followed her advice. But she always said, use your singing and your acting skills as an avocation. And so I never deviated from it.
Right.
I've had the pleasure of performing at the Apollo Theater. I've performed at the Lincoln Center, sung in places all over the world, Paris, France, and in Africa, and in Israel. And I've been doing some recordings, but I really haven't gotten out there to go get it and put it out there the way that I should. And now I think I should. You know, I'm working with some great people to help push the envelope and let people know, yeah, this is something else that I do. You know, I speak, I preach, I do whatever I have to do to let people know that there's value in them. It's not about me. It's really about the value that I see in other people. And music helps me express that. Music breaks down barriers. So I'm grateful to still be to still do music.
Now, are you a preacher's kid, or what's your upcoming, or your...
No, I'm not a preacher's kid. I grew up in a single-parent household. My mother, who went home to be with the Lord in 2005. It broke my heart to see her go, but yet I understood that. My grandmother passing on before that. But my mother was an incredibly courageous woman who had been raped by a pastor, not her pastor, but the pastor of a neighboring church. And it was a very tumultuous time for her. She was only 16, had dreams of becoming a psychiatrist, you know, after getting out of high school and going to college. That's what she wanted to do. All those plans were derailed when she chose to keep the child that was growing inside of her, because God, as she explained to me later, God told her, this is the only child you're ever going to have biologically. And then she was offered a chance to get rid of the child. She did not, because she stayed true to what God told her.
Right.
And then 5 days after her 17th birthday, I was born.
Wow.
And she devoted her entire life to me, abandoned her dreams of becoming a psychiatrist, yet she was mine. she helped advise me in many ways, and the rest is history. But she raised me to believe firmly in God and in Christ,
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. So I grew up with this, but then I still had my own experience of salvation after going through a very prodigal experience in my young adult years, having
right.
gone through a divorce and living on the street because of just poor decisions that I made. And that's why I talk about redemption is so important. Grace and mercy and favor, so important, because it helps you rebound when you think there's no way to get up off the ground.
Right, right. Wow, man. So how can people download your music, or where can they contact you at? What's your social media or your website?
All right, so I'm on all digital platforms with the music. You can get it anywhere. It's all out there. It's called Free. That's the name of the album. The single is This Little Light. There's a lot of great music on there. It was produced by Trey Corley, who is also the producer for Donnie McClurkin. And Trey is a Grammy-winning producer out of Nashville. You can also find me on Facebook, Kelly Wright News, or Kelly Wright Worldwide on Facebook. Also on Twitter at Kelly Wright News, Instagram at Kelly Wright News. And and if you're trying to get in touch with me for any bookings or anything, you can contact my publicist, Yolanda Mack.
Okay. All right. You know, once a key player, always a key player. So welcome to the family. And as you continue to grow, as you continue to grow in your career and the things that you're doing, you have the number. We would love to continue to be a media partner as you grow. So just reach back out to us and we'll be here for you.
Thank you. God bless you. And thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome.